In the last few years, a national debate has been playing out over sexual harassment and assault in the workplace and between students on college campuses. Lillian Rogers works for the nonprofit Center for Sexual Pleasure and Health in Pawtucket, which trains educators in how to approach sex education. She says too often sex ed focuses solely on physical risks, such as unplanned pregnancy or sexually transmitted infections.
But there's also this aspect of emotional risk. How do you feel afterwards? Is there something you would have changed about it? Did you feel comfortable communicating with a partner? And that is a huge thing that doesn't really get touched on.
The bill to encourage teachers to address consent in sex ed must now pass in the Rhode Island Senate. John Bender, Rhode Island Public Radio.